The effort by a handful of organizations to provide more and better information to the commercial fishing fleets, processors, and other stakeholders in Bristol Bay should get a boost in the next few days as the Port Moeller test fishery gets ramped up. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The fishery is under the direction of the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute, which is a subsidiary of the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation. This year, the test fishery will feature two vessels. The core component of the test fishery will be the vessel Pandelis that will be fishing a multi-mesh 200-fathom gill net over seven stations well offshore of Port Moeller. BBSRI then puts together a daily index number that is sent out to the stakeholders with the hope that it gives some indication of the abundance of sockeye headed to the bay. Michael Link is the chief scientist with BBSRI, and he confirms that again this year, the test fishery will feature a second vessel that will be conducting more extensive testing of the effectiveness of the modeling, science, and techniques used in the test fishery.
Or there may be some factors that affect the catch rate, like tide, stage, sea state, time of year, time of day, that we can actually account for. If those affect the catch rates in a predictable manner, maybe there's some of these covariates that we can factor in and better estimate abundance.
The fishing area for the Port Moeller test fishery starts 30 miles offshore, and they fish seven stations that are 10 miles apart. However, Link says they fish about four to five stations in any given day. The major story that developed last year was in the Igigik district, where the sockeye harvest was 4.9 million fish, which was 45% less than the preseason forecast. Michael Link asserts there were red flag warnings in the data coming from the Port Moeller test fishery.
You know, overlaid on that story is just a growing confidence in the representativeness of the samples out there. So 3 years ago, none of us would have been very bold in saying that. With each accumulating year of track record with the genetics and in subsequent inshore performance, everybody gets just a little bit more confidence that those signals are real.
The usefulness of the Port Moeller test fishery is that it can give an indication of the makeup of the sockeye resource that is between 6 to 8 days away from the inshore districts in Bristol Bay. Something new this year will be a series of six sonar units that will be placed on the bottom of the ocean to monitor the water column. Michael Link says the sonar units will likely be placed at station number six.
Our goal with the sonar is to develop an independent estimate of what's really happening there, when the fish push, how fast they swim as a function of the time of day and tide stage, and then look at how efficient the net is relative to those. So we will be deploying these sonar units. We did a feasibility study with them last year with just a few units, and we were able to see fish up near the surface.
Link notes that the new sonar units on the bottom of the ocean will have to be retrieved post-season and the data removed from the units before any analysis can begin. Funding and support for the Port Moeller test fishery comes from a variety of sources, including the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Dillingham. I'm Mike Mason.